So today we're gonna start a new series, which is the renewing of the mind. I'm not teaching this because it's a nice idea. I'm teaching this because it really, really changed my heart. It's changed my life when I listened to it and I received what God had for me through this subject. I was changed from upper Egyptian to a believer. No, I'm just kidding. Because upper Egyptians, they have a way of thinking, which is all have to do with the renewing of the mind. So I had to renew a lot of ideas that I had, I was living with, you know, and it was very, very helpful to live a new life without those afkar musbaka, yani.
Previous thoughts.
Yes, previous thoughts and you know, ideas. Okay, so renewing of the mind. I'm gonna tell you, there is a time in Egypt, there was a time that Egypt was controlled by a group of group of people in the army. They used to be hired from other nations to come and fight for the army in Egypt, but they became very strong and they started to take control of Egypt. They called Mamalik, which means they were owned. So they were purchased, yeah, to the army of Egypt, but because of they became very strong, they started to control Egypt. And the sign of controlling Egypt, there is a castle called Muhammad Ali Castle, Qalat Muhammad Ali. Yeah. So it's like the White House was different. You take the White House with election in Egypt, we take it with power, force. And this is exactly what they did. Everyone that have influence in the army, they declare themselves leaders, and the way they do it, they go first to control this castle. Once you control this castle, they say, now we are the new ruler of, I am the new ruler of Egypt. This castle, it's still, until now, it's there. I'm talking about like in the 15th century, I think. Why I'm saying this? Because when I look to the mind, I look to it as this castle. This castle, whoever controls it, will control all, everything. Will control all Egypt, the whole thing. I believe that if this is fixed, if those ideas are fixed and renewed according to God's word, everything will be led by the Spirit and by the word of God. But if it's still there, the old me, the old ideas, I will live with the old ideas. I will give you another example about the ideas that we could carry from the past. I was born and raised in a house, the street, our street was that wide. It wasn't a street, it wasn't an alley even. It was very, very, very narrow. What do you call it? Road or? There is no name for it in America. Anyway, so once you get out of my door, it's only 1 meter maybe, and you see another wall. And I lived with this idea that you have blocked road. Every time I get out of my house, I see this high wall. It was very narrow. When we were playing as kids, when we kicked the ball on the roof of our neighbor, we used to put our hands in this wall and feet in this wall and climb and take the bowl. And because they are closed, or we don't want to tell them that the bowl is up there, you know, so we climb. I think I was half man, half monkey. But anyway, and when we got older, really, believe me, when we got older, we didn't need to stretch all our bodies. We just one leg here and one leg and jump like this and go and get the ball. It was very narrow. And this is all my life. All my life, I thought everything will be narrow. And there was a famous singer. He has a very famous song at that time. Tariqaka masdoodun, masdoodun, masdoodun. Which means your road is blocked. Your road is blocked. Your road is blocked. Everyone in Egypt is singing this song. Your road is blocked. Your way is blocked. Your way is blocked. And we grow up thinking very small. Very small. And until the Lord is, no, I want you to lift up your eyes and to see the fields, but to see it not through your experience and your ideas and your previous mind. I wanted to see it from my, through my eyes and through my mind. Someone say amen. And this is exactly renewing of the mind. Renewing of the mind. Renewing of the mind that we will discover the old set of ideas. Say amen. Amen. And we pray that God will replace it with His ideas. Amen. This is renewing. And we will talk. Don't worry about it. But before we talk that, today I'm going to only make a like introduction. Introduction. Before we go into the subject, well, it's already the subject. I want to compare, we'll take it from the beginning, from way in the beginning, the creation. Before chapter 3, the fall, right? Before Adam fell into sin and he obeyed Satan, I want to ask you some questions, and I want an answer, okay? Man is created, right? Yes. Yes, he is. It wasn't a question, but thank you for answering. Man is created soul, spirit, and body, right? We talked about this, but maybe some new faces. Okay, I want to ask you this. What was the status of Adam's spirit before the fall? Was it alive or dead? Alive. Why? Because of sin? No sin. Because of no sin. Because he had full communion with God, right? Full communion, full fellowship, full connection with God. God is the source of life. You are my breath. You are my life, right? He is the source of life, and Adam had this communion. He has this fellowship. He has this connection with God. So he had life. When the sin came, made the separation, and the life was gone. We're not going to come to it now. Okay, so the spirit of Adam was dead or alive?
Alive.
Answer me.
Alive.
Why you're not answering? No, I'm just kidding. It was alive. It was alive. How about the body? The body. Alive, yes, for sure. Did Adam work?
Yes.
Yes? Really?
Yes.
Did he work?
Yes.
Before the fall?
No. Before the fall?
No.
Yes.
He before the fall. Oh, no. Before the fall, he worked or not?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Okay, whoever says yes here or no. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, he worked. God, when he came and created him, oh, wake up. Huh? I want you to take care of the garden. This is before the fall. Yeah?
That's not work. That's not
it is work.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking care of the garden, it's a hard work. And he's alone. Go to do your...
Hmm? To keep and to tend.
Yeah, and to subdue the whole thing. Thank you. I'm just... I'm on fire. Hallelujah. So he worked. But the other question is, was he tired when from work?
No.
But the tiredness came after the sin. So he used to work, but not tired. But after the sin, now you work and you will be from your the sweat of your... Yeah. You know it. You don't need me. Anyway. So the body used to work and no tiredness. But after the sin, now, emotions. His emotion before the fall. How was it? Put yourself in Adam's place. Garden. God comes every afternoon or every, I don't know when. And he walks in the garden and have fellowship with Adam. Adam, where are you? I'm here. God came. And he goes, what do you think his feeling was? What kind of feelings he had?
Joy.
Joy, love, peace, being, rest. Thank you.
Balance.
He's saying me, be balanced. No, I'm just kidding. Everything was, amen, yani.
Safety,
right? He was feeling secure, right? He has the Creator as a friend, fellowship, right? Being loved, yeah, being loved from the Creator is amazing. Huh? Since your love got a hold of me, I'm a new creation. I'm forever changed. This man didn't need to be changed because he was created good, right? And God looked and he was good. Everything was good. So his emotions was perfect. No crying, no tears, no sadness, nothing. After the fall, what do you think his emotions is?
Worry.
Regret?
Tired.
Why did I listen to?
Right?
Tired. And everything is changed. His emotion is totally changed. Okay. What do you think his will was? What options did he have before? Yeah, Adam.
What was his will?
Yeah. The status of his will. What do you think did he have?
To please God.
He wanted to do everything according to what God is asking him to do. He asked me to take care of the garden. I'm going to take care of the garden. He asked me to have a wife. I'm going to have a wife. Say amen. Singles. Or husband. Say amen. You have one already. Give chance to others. Let's share. It's perfect. Everything was fine. Because he has only one thing to do is to obey God. Right? Okay. How about this one? The mind. How about it? Before the fall. Oh, sorry. The will after the fall was totally turned between doing God's will and doing other wills, right? How about the mind? What do you think the status of the mind before the fall?
Innocent.
Sorry?
Innocent.
Thank you. Innocent. He's not thinking about anything against God or impure thoughts, nothing. Innocent. What else?
Clear.
Thank you. Thank you. This is very important. Clear. Clarity. What else?
Purpose.
Have a purpose. All what he thinks about? Pleasing God. Pleasing God. And when God gave him the woman, his wife, and they live in harmony. They have nothing to worry about. His mind is clear. Thank you very much. His mind is totally clear. What else? He thinks all about good. All his thoughts are good. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. He doesn't know, right? He doesn't know. What about after the fall? Stressed. Confused. You bring the keywords. Yes. It was before the fall, his mind was clear. One thought is to please God, is to think about the good, everything perfect. Now, after eat from the tree. Let me go back to you remember when God created man, he showed him everything, and there was two special trees. You remember them? One is the tree of life. Can he eat from it? Come on. The tree of life. Can he eat from it?
Yes.
The tree of life. Can he eat from it?
Yes.
Did God tell him you can eat from it?
Yes.
You can eat from the tree of life. You can eat from every tree. Except the other special tree is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay, did Adam eat from the tree of life? If you eat from the tree of life, he will live forever. Did he eat from the tree of life? Come on, guys.
I'd say yes.
Is he with us now?
No,
can he lead sin? Can he lead worship? No, I'm just kidding.
Before sin, right?
Huh?
We're talking about before sin, right?
No, yeah, but the rule is, if you eat from the tree of life, you will live. You will never die. Did he eat from the tree of life?
No.
He didn't eat from the tree of life, but he was tempted from the enemy, from the
serpent.
The serpent did something really tricky. Okay. Let me go back. I'm not very organized. I'm very bad. But anyway, I'll go back a little bit. Where was the location of the tree of life? Thank you. It was in the center of the garden. Remember this. In the center of the garden. When the serpent came to Eve and then she called her husband, and he told them, did God say that you cannot eat from the tree in the center of the garden? Remember this. Which tree was in the center of the garden? The tree of life. No, the Bible says the tree of life was in the center of the garden. But he confused the truth. Did God say that you cannot eat from the tree that is in the center of the... No. Here is the twist. Listen to this. This is the key. I don't care about who, which one is it. Here is the twist. The tree that was in the center of the garden was the tree of life. But he came and said, really, God did say that? No. Okay. No, you will not die. This is another lie. You will not die. If you eat from it, you will not die. Your eyes will be open and you will know good and bad, good and evil. eat from it, and they ate. And so now, the status of the mind of Adam and Eve after the fall. How did they? What did they think? What's the status of their mind? Answer.
Fear.
Shame. It's more like now. Until now, it's more emotions. I'm talking about the mind.
Chaos. Uncertainty.
Thank you. Uncertainty. Well, which one is true? God said, "Eat from the tree in the center of the garden." And here is the serpent saying, "Don't eat from it. Eat from the other tree." The tree of good and knowing the good and evil, which one is true, right? So here is the tashwish.
Confusion.
There's confusion here, right? And this is the key of the enemy, to play in our mind, to confuse our mind. Which is true? Which one is true? God is saying, "I will take care of you." And he said, "Where is your God?" God is saying, "I want to have fellowship with you." And there is another. So if he has fellowship with us, why he forgot us? And so there is now two sets of ideas fighting each other in my mind. Do you agree with me? Until now, this confusion is happening in our minds. To hear God is saying something, and the serpent, the enemy, is saying something different. God loves you. And here you say, "No way. How can God, the Holy One, love someone like this? How it can't happen?" Right? "I will forgive you, really, after all what you've done, after all the things," and he reminds you of the things, and this and this and this and this. So my mind here is confused. Who can I believe? I believe this voice or this voice. So the tashwish, confusion, asking the question, where is the truth? Right? Which one is the truth? Which one? This one or this one? Do you think the mind have light or darkness after the fall? Light or darkness? Am I living in clear mind? Living in a, like everything is clear, everything is... No, my mind, it's both.
He's still new God.
Thank you very much. We will come to it, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
We will come to it, but we will see the difference. There is a big difference. When we are living in the sin, we're not having this fellowship with God. What kind of influence that God has for on our mind, and what kind of influence that the enemy has on our mind? So the mind is confused, the mind is in darkness, asks, where's the truth? And worry about the future. What will happen to me, right? What will happen to me? Can I go back? Can I go back to the garden? Can he? He can't. God put two angels to guard the garden. Why? Why? Huh?
They ruined it.
Yeah.
Why?
That's the right answer. Why? Why God does not want them after the fall? Why does God wants them not to eat from the tree of life? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Say it.
So we would not be stuck in our sin forever.
Yes. Okay. In the beginning, when God created man, Listen to this. When God created man, God created him in his image. Yeah? And he gave him the tree of life and said, eat from the tree of life. And if you eat from the tree of life, you will live forever. Which image God meant to live forever? The image of God. But now after they fall into sin, and the image stayed or changed?
Changed.
It was now its image with sin, right? If they eat from the tree of life, this image will live forever. Do you think God wants this image to live forever? No. Because what? From the beginning, hallelujah. From the beginning, God wants the fellowship, full communion. The fellowship with man. And he cannot have fellowship with this image of sin. This is why, from the beginning, from before creation, God knew معرفته المسبقة, his knowledge
for
the knowledge. He knew that man will fall into sin and the image will change. So from the beginning, from before creation, he had in his mind to send his only son to die for us, to bring us back to full communion, and to bring us back, hallelujah. When he's talking about bring us back, he's talking about bring us back completely. Body, spirit, emotion, and soul, and mind, completely. الذي نقلنا, who have redeemed us from the darkness into the light, into the love of his son. This redemption is a complete redemption. I think you find it in Colossians 1:13. This redemption, complete redemption. Now, hallelujah, in Christ, he is like, it's more, some translations I like it more. It's complete redemption here. What do you have?
Where he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom,
yes,
of his beloved son.
Hallelujah. So transfer, naqalna means moved us completely, body, soul, emotions. The body will give us strength and purity. And in emotions, he will heal us. Mind, he will renew it. God, from the beginning, knew what will happen. And he knew his plan. He has a plan. He had a plan to redeem us. Open together Galatians, Galatia 5:17. This is we read this verse before about that the body fights desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the body, the flesh. And 1 Thessalonians, 5:23. I love this verse because God wants us to be kept, spirit. Can you read it, please?
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. May your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame.
Yes.
At the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So it's complete redemption, body, soul, spirit. And God wants to move us from here to here. Okay. 2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about if anyone in Jesus Christ, he is what? New creation. Do you think the new creation will renew part of us and leave the rest? No. New creation, I believe it, it's new creation. Everything is new. Everything in the past have passed, and now it's time for new creation. Say new creation.
New creation.
Say new creation.
New creation.
Amen. Amen. New creation. God have given us the power with his divine power in 2 Peter 1:3-4. God give us the divine power to live good life. It's not life that has corruption, but good life, to think good, to do good. Amen. I was studying this, and I came to the definition of the not the mind, conscience. I believe so, that God wants to renew even our conscience. And the definition of conscience, I loved it, which is joins moral and spiritual conscience as part of being created in divine image. So God put in us, which is... accordingly, all people have this God-given capacity to know right from wrong, because each is a free moral agent. I love this. I didn't understand all of it, but I think I got the general idea. Is that God gave us capacity to know the good and evil. I loved it when he called it agent. Agent is like representative of God, divine representation in us that will tell us the good and evil. I just imagined an agent is answering his phone. Hi, this is Farmer Insurance. How can I help you? You know, Farmer Insurance. My brother works for Farmer Insurance. This is why I'm saying that. If you need his number, tell me, please. I'm just kidding. So farmers, you know, I'm the agents. How can I help you? I imagined it this way. I want to make decision. I call this agent and say, "Hi, conscience. Hi, divine conscience. Hi, capacity, divine capacity. I'm making a decision now. Can you please tell me if this is wrong or right?" And this. Device, hallelujah. This device inside that God installed in you will tell you what's wrong and what's right. But the problem is, sin have been so long in my life, made me think that some evil stuff, it's normal. You know that? You know that? They drink sin as water. يشربون الاسم كالماء. They drink it like water. When you drink water, you have no struggle, right? It's easy. Drink. You don't pray in the name of Jesus, I'm gonna drink you. Yeah. No. It's just easy. It happens like, yeah, easy. Water. It's easy. Even food, you have to chew it, right? Especially if it's non-cooked steak. It's water. It's just easy. Just easy. This is, I was like, well, how this work? Because I have a set of ideas, set of things in my life that tells me that this is okay. You can do it. I was reading today about conscience. There's a verse in First Thessalonians, I think. Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:2. Yeah, I remember. I'll read it. 1 Timothy 4. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, someone can read it, please. I'm having a hard time. 4:2. Yeah, I'll read it from the the first verse. The Spirit clearly says that the later times, the later time abandon the faith, and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. The verse 2 says, such teaching comes through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. What's this story? I'm going to finish. Imagine conscience, which is like making rules to myself, wrong or right. Yeah? It's like a bottle. You put those things that you will live, the moral values that you're going to live with, put it in this bottle, and it's going to be seared. But the enemy, what he does is, he puts lies, wrong teaching, false prophecies, bad ideas about God, and all the garbage that he brings. Does really God care about you? And he puts it. All those lies. And he puts it and he sears it. Means seal it. Like close it. And it's like, it's blocked. And you live with this. So this is why when you do something bad, it's okay. According to this device, it's okay. Do you think a thief has fear of God or he cares when he steals something? No. Why? Because he's that's fine with me. I take your car. That's fine. Because his conscience is totally corrupted. Right? Yeah, he's corrupted totally. So now, God saying, I don't want you to live like this. I want you to live like this. I want you, this image of God would be back to your life. Renewing of the mind. This is only introduction. Tomorrow we're going to start. Amen? Next Wednesday. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. I don't know who leads your life. The flesh leads your life. The desires of the flesh leads your life. Your emotions leads your life. Your will even. Is it the one that leads your life? Your mind? Or the Spirit of God? Or the Spirit of God? I pray, Lord. From now until next Wednesday, to work on us, to check this divine device that you put in us, our conscience, our mind, our emotions, our body, our spirit, to check it, Lord. And if there is anything wrong in it, show us. And make us hungry and thirsty for change. Make me thirsty and hungry for change. Because I'm redeemed. Might as well I live in your image. Hallelujah. I live like you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Take me to your clinic. From now, Lord, I pray for every one of us here. From this Wednesday to next Wednesday, take us to your clinic and do a general checkup on us, Lord. Anything that's not from you, show us and give us humility to come to your presence, Lord, to be changed into your image. All my desire, Lord, is not to live for myself, is not even to serve you. All my desire is to worship you, is to have full communion with you. Change me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Woo! We change.